Good morning.
Resistibly awful number 220. Matt and John. And John, you picked this week's movie, our final movie for sequel September, Evil Bong 2. Now, John, what did you go with? Did you go with King Bong or what was the other thing? Harvest?
Oh, definitely King Bong.
Dark Harvest or something like that? It was called something like that.
King Bong was definitely the way to go. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand why they said that. But. And what'd you think, John, of Evil Bong 2?
I'm going to say, like, half of the movie was just kind of pointless. And, you know, it was like a stoner movie, you know. But the last half, boy, it got my attention.
I bet it did. Okay, boy, we have seen many tries. All right, we've had plenty of movies with tries, but John.
Yeah.
John, the Poontang Clan tribe.
Oh, that's a great name. Oh, it was great. And it was even better when you got to see them.
Yeah. They don't let things like clothes keep them down.
No. Why hold back? Nope.
Can I just say, I was expecting a little more Evil Bong in my Evil Bong movie.
Yeah, the original Evil Bong is in this movie and several times, you know, for decent, but definitely not a big part of the movie.
I think it takes 38 minutes before she is put back together by, I would call it magical weed.
Magical weed, yeah.
Okay.
Oh man. They started the movie is they do an opening recap of Evil Bong 1, right? And I gotta say, it made me want to watch it. I was like, oh my god, this was great. I want to watch it again.
Yeah, I forgot about some of that movie.
That's
why, you know, we both appreciate a nice recap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that it was a while ago, John, number 139.
Yeah.
Evil Bong there. Yeah, Evil Bong 139. But yeah, I forgot. I'm glad they showed what happened in the end because I forgot it just got blowed up.
Yeah, the guy sacrificed himself and exploded the bong. And shattered it to pieces, but apparently that wasn't good enough. We didn't know that there would be lingering effects of the Evil Bong.
Yeah, I forgot how amazing the inside of the Evil Bong was. Wasn't it a strip club with killer bras?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, we think back now and like, oh my gosh, how fun is that? The chomping bras. Yeah. Oh, that was great.
Oh, yeah. But it's hard for me to remember, but I'm guessing that these are the actual same guys.
They're the same people. Yeah, it's the same dudes in the movie. So they definitely made the sequel. So that was pretty cool, too.
And how many movies are there of this, John, you said? I think I saw at least seven.
Nine movies, but the last one came out in 2022. So, I mean, that, like, nine so far, I should say, right?
Oh, boy. I got to say, John, I might have to not wait too long before I bust out the Ginger Dead Man versus Evil Bong. Because I think that might be a good time right there.
Yeah, a good crossover event there. Yeah.
And we saw old Gingy was what was it? Ginger Dead Man 2, Bakery of Blood, I believe is what that was called.
Yeah, and I forgot like in Evil Bong 1, I forgot that when they were in like the strip club inside the bong. How many cameos were inside there, right?
Oh,
that we had a bunch of them in there.
Wasn't it the dolls, right? The toys.
Yeah.
And what's his name?
Did we get Jack Death in there?
Yeah, Doll Man, right?
Or the Doll Man, I forget. Which one? Yeah, basically, it was him.
Yeah. Jack Death, Doll Man. Doll Man's my favorite. Oh, I love Doll Man. Oh, but yeah, so we got everybody. So our little group is Al, Bachman, Larnell, and Brett. This is our four guys here. And this, I think it's the first, how long are we in this apartment to begin with? Like 25 minutes? We're in this one apartment going over all this stuff.
Are we
going to leave? I didn't think we were ever going to leave.
We definitely had a lot more sets and scenery than the apartment. It was not like we sat the whole movie on the same beach, going nowhere, just sitting in a lifeguard's tower and staring at some dude stuck in a barrel.
John loved it.
Scary scene.
Apparently, smoking from the evil bong has left everyone with side effects. I don't know how long it's been. It's supposed to be since they did all this. I think they say it hasn't been too long, right? Because they're like, wow, you got that fat in that short of time, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't think it's too long.
We don't really know how far apart it was in timeline, but apparently all these side effects happened about 2 weeks ago, something like that. A couple weeks ago, they started happening. But boy, these are some strong side effects.
Yeah, they're, we got Larnell, who wants to hump everything.
Yeah.
We got Brett, who got really fat.
Yeah, he can't stop eating.
We got Bachman, who works at, what's it called? I love the word he works. Sloppy Burger, I think is what it's
Sloppy
called.
Sloppy Burgers, yeah.
But he just passes out randomly. And he got fired.
Yep.
And then we got, Al. So Larnell calls old Al to come over and try to figure out what's going on, because he's super smart, dude.
he's like, dude, Bachman is blacking out. He's probably got narcolepsy. We should go to a doctor. He's like, oh no, man, can't trust the government.
That's right. They're probably listening, man.
Oh, they're definitely listening. I watched 24.
And I liked it when he's talking about Bachman, how he passed out, and he's like, it happened once when he was banging a fat chick with a hairy cooter. Then Brett shows up being all fat, and he's got his girlfriend Luann, who's not happy how fat he's gotten.
Right. Yep.
She can't be seen with such a fat ass, is what she says. But boy, he is hungry. He even starts eating moldy pizza.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Larnell, he's just like, he starts humping a skateboard, and he says, my sexual urges make me pounce like a effing cougar.
Al looks around and sees all that. He's like, this is just side effects of smoking from that evil bong, man.
Yeah.
Somehow they're like, you know what we got to do? We got to call that delivery service and tell that guy we have a package to be picked up so he can come over here. So that's what they do. And he shows up quick.
This is your first thought, is call the delivery. You're going to call UPS? It's like, yeah, man, a month ago, you delivered something to a different apartment. And he goes, yeah, I believe you, sure.
They're going to be like, sure, bye. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I probably myself, that wouldn't have been my first thought. I would have gone to my dad's house and seen if he had a book in his library.
Which he probably should, right? I mean,
yeah, right? He's got to have a book about this somewhere.
Oh, but yeah, here comes the delivery guy from the first movie, you know, Rabbit.
Rabbit, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, oh yeah, that evil bong, man. I remember that thing, man. then all of a sudden, like, somehow they figure out, yeah, we gotta go to the South America. I'm like, what? Hold on a minute. Okay.
Yeah. The bong came from South America back in the 60s.
Yeah, man.
So they're like, oh, well, we'll just have to fly to the Amazon rainforest? And just walk around till you find something? Is that the plan? Was that their plan? Was just to walk around the forest?
No, not that plan. It's going to be a tad muggy down there, I bet.
Yeah.
I should wear shirts.
Probably don't want to go around topless.
Don't forget to bring some beer, though.
Ooh, warm jungle beer sounds like the plan.
But somehow they make a pit stop in Amsterdam?
Yeah, I don't know what flight you get on to go from, wherever they were, California to Brazil, and have to make a connecting flight in Amsterdam.
I don't put anything past these airlines, though, John. They probably wouldn't do something like that, to be honest with you, right?
So they showed, like, the map and the airplane flying, you know, and, like, it's going to Amsterdam. Like, wait, I thought he said South America. Maybe he said South Africa. Maybe they're going to head that way. And, like, no chance. I have no idea what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, plus, I mean, Al's the one putting all this, as he says later on his credit card. He even brings the delivery guy. I don't know why. But
could you imagine an international flight from California to Amsterdam to Brazil? That would be pricey and very uncomfortable.
Oh boy, you got that right. Oh, I couldn't imagine doing that. Oh boy.
Oh no.
Yeah, what do you do when you land there? Are you like, you find a local and you're like, drive us into the jungle? just head towards the jungle. Sure. All right. Yeah, we'll do that. Sure. But then, you know, hey, John, you gotta give them credit though, because somehow they just stumble upon the hut in the middle of the jungle. You know, I mean, hey,
yeah,
they're doing something right.
I didn't think it was a good plan, but it worked out really well for them. So. Now they did have Rabbit, so he probably had an idea where they were going. Maybe.
Well, yeah, he's got that delivery instincts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We know directions. So, they find this hut and they run into this girl named Felicity.
That's right. Yeah.
And then it turns out, I love how Larnell's like, oh yeah, look at this. He has pieces of evil bong with him for some reason.
He brought it along just in case.
What? Okay.
We're talking like three or four small pieces, and it's just the face of the evil bong.
How does it become a giant thing?
It does, you know, like all the whole thing later comes back, and you're like, wait a minute, he only brought like just the face.
It's that magic weed, man.
It is. Yeah, and miracle weed, apparently, as we're about to find out, this is special marijuana that's being grown out here in the jungle. But you got to watch out for the Poontang tribe.
They don't mess around. That's the rumor, John. Nobody's seen them.
Now, you know, you go to South America, you're in the jungle. There's some things you might not be surprised. You might not be surprised to see a plantation of marijuana. You might not be surprised to find out about a Poontang tribe, right? You might be surprised if your long-lost grandpa, who was last seen in a wheelchair, shows up and he's walking around and starts cussing at you. Yeah, that might have been a surprise.
This is Lardell's grandpa, and he is pissed off, man. Yep. Oh, man. He's... You dickhead. Oh, man. Yeah,
There were some funny lines at some points, like when they were calling each other, you know, cock knocker.
I love how they're like, yeah, this is magical weed. Like, it's so magical, it made Grandpa walk. Like, man.
Yeah, like, it cured being paralyzed? Okay, cool.
Oh, John, you're with me when you say this is some good shit. Right
there. That's good shit. Yeah, you want to smoke that shit. Uh-huh.
Like, man, they're like, it might even cure cancer, man. Big Pharma, you know, John. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a miracle weed.
Yeah. I don't know if they knew this, but if you just put those three pieces of Eva Bond next to the super weed there, it just makes her go back together.
She starts talking. Yeah, it was weird.
Oh, boy. I did miss her voice, John. It's a great voice coming out of Eva Bond.
Super funny. She's hilarious. You crack an ass.
And the rabbit guy's like, you know what we need to do? We need to take this Eva Bond and put it on TV for some money.
I'm like, hey. And he's not wrong. Get this bong on Springer right now.
So, you know, they're like, well, why don't we do a test here? And we all, you know, let's all take a little puff of the magic weed and see if it takes care of all our problems so we're not humping, eating, or passing out anymore.
Smart plan. Because, hey, just going to say, during this testing out of the weed and trying, you know, one of them gets a black eye from the other one's boner. And I'm going to tell you, that's just uncomfortable. You're going to want to avoid having that happen, because, you know, you're not going to want to go to the doctor and be like, what happened to you? Like, oh, I got smoked in the eye with a boner. And he's like, whoa, I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah, then you're going to have to lie and say, I hit it on a door. And they're going to be like, you're being in a domestic abuse situation. It was just a boner poking me in the eye.
Oh, my gosh. What a horrible... Yeah, you can't tell anybody. Like, nope, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have a black eye.
Oh, God. Yeah, just have him poke you in the other eye and say you broke your nose or something.
Car accident. Yep.
Car accident.
You know what it was? I used to be an NFL player, and I still get that, you know, every so often. The CTE, it's tough.
You gotta watch out for those boners, man.
Oh my gosh.
Those random boners poke in the eye. You gotta be on the lookout. Oh boy.
So I don't know what you're thinking, but there's no way smoking pot one day and taking a nap is going to cure their problems. But next morning, guess what?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. I
mean, Brett smoked pot and he lost like 300 pounds. And I'm like, I need this pot right now. I want to smoke it so bad.
This is a whole other market with this stuff, man.
Oh.
You probably make more money in that market than the cancer market.
And I was curious, right? So Lardell, he's worried about his constant sexual arousal, right? So this is going to take his large sexual arousal. But I wonder if this works in the opposite, though. Like, would it help somebody in the opposite way? Like, you know, a little blue pill kind of thing?
Oh, boy, listen to this. Another market, John. Oh,
I'm just curious. What are the limitations of the super weed? You know, what else could they use it for
It is magical. I
mean, reverse hair loss, you know. Oh boy. Yeah. Just, it's curious.
John, it makes people walk.
Maybe it made somebody who goes in a wheelchair able to walk. I mean, this is amazing. Oh,
I wish we could have been there for Grandpa doing that, man, when he's in his wheelchair and he takes some of that weed and he just stands up. This is some good shit.
You know what? I feel better.
Oh, man.
It's like the Willy Wonka movie, right? Like everyone's laying in bed, like on their deathbed. Like, no, you know what? I'm fine. I'll get up and go to the candy factory. Like, what?
And the good thing is it doesn't just wear off and you become paralyzed again. You know, that's the good thing. It hangs around, right?
Yeah.
So, it turns out, though, Gramps is trying to make a sale with this pallet of weed he's got in the jungle.
Yeah, he's got all this weed wrapped up, and he's trying to ship it to make some money. That's what that's what his real plan is.
I feel you, Grant. Go for it, man. Go for it.
If only he would have known in a few short years, you could just grow it and sell it, you know, pay taxes. It's normal now. Whatever.
Yeah, advertise a super weed, man. Yeah, it gets rid of boners and weight loss and walking. I mean, so Eva Bong, you know, I think we said is back together. And she says that the Poontang clan stole her man.
That's right. Yeah, so we don't really know what that means yet, right? We don't really know what that means. Obviously, we know the movie is about King Bong, and we're going to figure, I mean, it's got to play into this, but like, okay, what? And I'm the whole time I'm thinking, well, obviously, Evil Bong must have been somebody who was cursed and turned into a Bong.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that had nothing to do with it. Nope.
You were thinking, yeah. But it was 48 minutes in, and Evil Bong finally comes together to form Evil Bong.
Yeah. The Gramps decides he's gonna go into business with Evil Bong to sell weed, and he helps her put back together, magically.
And Rabbit is gonna help too. So, I did like Gramps calls Rabbit at one point sewer cum. And I was like, you know, I don't think I've ever heard that one before, but I might have to add that into my daily life. I got to use it once a day. Oh, man. And then what I can only assume, John, was your favorite part, the Poontang tribe show up.
Finally, we get the Poontang tribe. And this movie becomes infinitely better. I'm also going to say I stopped writing as much in the last May have been a little distracted.
I will say one thing, John. Now, I have not been to the Amazon jungle in a few weeks.
Okay? Yeah.
But I've watched many shows, documentaries, and everything else. And all the tribes I've seen, I've never quite seen the women in the tribes quite look like this. Oh, but they're there, and they got their beebs.
There's lots of beebs. Yeah. I mean, it looks like every one of them was, showgirl or porn star of some sort. You know, just had to have been just crazy.
But. They must be tough, though, John, to survive in the jungle. I mean,
yeah, gotta be tough.
I mean, they gotta be tough. So, Gramps, he does have a funny line here where he says, "Not so fast, you tribal twat." I love Gramps' lines in this movie. It's great. The Velicity and Larnell, they have a little because they appear to like each other. Like Al. But Al's like, no, she likes you. She got a glimpse of that boner. That black eye boner producing boner.
That's what it was. He started humping things in her hut, and I think she just wanted to have a taste. She was
That's how you win them over, John.
Yeah, just start humping their furniture.
There's a little tip right there. A little tip.
I can't say I've ever tried that technique. I can't deny it. Maybe it would work.
Just be careful what furniture you're humping. All right?
Okay.
All right. Because you never know.
Oh, man.
Graham says another funny line. He says, "Find those bong napping bitches." Because they take the evil bong to their camp. I don't know. I didn't really see. There wasn't much there.
No, there was a rock or an altar or something that we got King Bong sitting on top of.
I wrote, oh, comma, it's a giant skull. King Bong, evil Bong's man? Question mark.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
And it's like,
wait.
You know, evil Bong, you know, was looked like a bong, like a bottle, right? King Bong, he looks like a volcano with a skull's head, you know?
I don't know. I don't know. Where'd he come from? Is this where he's from? I don't know.
Well, I thought the jungle Poontang tribe took him away. But now it seems like he runs the Poontang clan.
It seems that way, Derek, right? It does. But I like how Rabbit's first instinct is, let me take a hit off the old King Bond here. I mean, what's the worst that could happen, Josh?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I like Larnell. He said, and I quote, "With a name like Poontang, they're probably a bunch of pussy." So they load up with some spear weapons and they're gonna go find old Rabbit. Boy, they don't know where he went. Oh boy. But
they never really used those spears in any way, did they? I mean,
no.
I don't think they ever really came into play.
But, you know, they somehow standing around King Bong and Evil Bong, they conclude that, you know what? If we just smoke King Bong, not just our soul, our whole body will go in there. And
that sounds like a terrible idea. Why would you want to do that?
So they're saying the first movie that wasn't their whole bodies. I don't just part of them went into the evil bong. I don't know. I don't. I guess.
I don't remember. Maybe their body was left behind. I believe that. Yeah, I think so. Sure. Yeah.
And now King Bong, your whole body goes into King Bong. All right.
Evil Bong, though, she's not really happy with King Bong on account of all the Poontang he's been getting. She tells our guys, you know, how to destroy King Bong by he got to destroy his symbol of power, whatever that is.
Yeah, we don't know. What's that? I don't know.
So at least after hearing that, you're like, hey, there's a chance we've got a way to destroy him. I mean, assuming the most evil Bong you ever knew is telling you the truth right now.
Yeah, we're going to trust her after we blew her up.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine she's sour about that.
And then I wrote, then they all go inside him. That sounds bad.
Yeah, Bachman smokes and Brett smokes, and then eventually so does Larnell. Miss V, she stays behind. She keeps an eye out.
But the Poontang tribe is in there.
Yeah.
Right?
So I was curious, does that mean the Poontangs can come and go from inside the bong, or are they always, I guess they must.
It must be a special thing they have, because King Bong's basically like, you know, pick a hoe to be. Pick any hoe. Pick a Poontang hoe you want to bang.
Tokika. That's like, that's a fun name. One of the girls. Rabbit's laying in a bed. He's getting all, he's in bed with two poons. Poon? What's poon?
Yeah, as I put it, you know, rabbits in bed, you know, touching boobs. And then he seems quite happy.
Like, yeah, I don't think you're doing much to save this guy. He looks pretty happy.
Yeah, I want him to be like, yeah. Thanks for coming to save me, but I'm fine. Thank you.
And they're like, don't you realize that they're going to slaughter you? And he goes, the only slaughter going on is in my pants. I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm guessing that's good.
And then I think for like, what, the next 15 minutes, it's basically this, just girls and boobs. And I wrote, this movie's great.
This movie took a turn towards greatness.
It really did. It went from meh to all right, I'm happy now.
It really did. And Bachman has some words of wisdom when he says, never trust your wiener.
Smart man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Larnell tells V to stay behind while he goes in. And then I put a nice little star next to this next thing, because I was like, holy shit, the Poontang beebs are going to roll up Rabbit like a doobie.
That's right. They turning Rabbit into a giant doobie. And then King Bong goes, the only question is, are you a doobie or a don't be? I'm like, all right, that's cool. Okay.
It reminds me of, what was it, Scary Movie 1 or 2, where the weed rolls him up and starts smoking him.
That's right. I remember that.
What I thought of. Oh, boy.
And King Bong uses his magical powers and shrinks Doobie Rabbit down to a standard Doobie size. And he just, Rabbit, because this is like his best part of the whole movie, is him just screaming, I'm an effing Doobie! Help me, I'm a Doobie!
It's just his head sticking out at the end of it. It's so great.
Just his head sticking out of some papers. He's like, I'm a fucking
doobie. that high voice.
I'm a doobie.
Fucking doobie. You're gonna smoke me. Oh, boy. So, I mean, King Bong is going to smoke him alive.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, wow, that's a... Oh, boy. Help me, my fucking dude.
Just over and over is just so funny. Just looking at him.
This King Bong has some power, though. Let me tell you. I mean,
yep.
So, but somehow, you know, but this is what I don't get, though, because if you go to attack King Bong or something, like, it can't really stop you, right? Because Larnell just goes over and takes the medallion and starts busting it.
Yeah,
he's like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, whoa, hey.
He's still just a Bong. He doesn't have arms or legs or anything, you know? And he's got his Poontang tribe, but they don't seem to be, like, super effective.
Yeah, right. They're too busy. So, yeah, Larnell takes the medallion. He busts it. And then only the guys come out of the King Bong back to the outside world. I don't know if the Poontang Beeves are stuck in there.
Yeah, right. I was kind of expecting the girls to come out too. I'm like, no, they did it. Interesting.
Yeah.
And when they come out, there's no King Bong. It's gone.
Yeah. But, all right. Sure, that's the last we've seen of him.
Yeah, end of this series.
Yeah, so all the guys are like, well, you know, let's get ready for our trip back home. And Larnell's like, you know what? I'm going to stay here with Velocity. You guys go ahead.
I can't blame him. Seems like the smart move to do.
And then he gets a boner, and she's like, oh, no. And he's like, no. It's all you, baby.
This was real. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and then I love how they're just like, oh, let's get the fuck out of here. And they just leave Evil Bong.
In the, like, jungle. Whatever.
What is it? What was that movie where they left the thing outside the mall? What am I thinking of, John? They left it on the sidewalk. Oh,
you're thinking of Slime Ball, Bolorama.
Yeah. They just left it on the sidewalk. See you later.
They left the trophy on the side of the wall, on the sidewalk, like, yeah, someone's going to find this. You know that, right?
You know, when you make the second movie, have them put it in the attic where nobody will ever find it. You know?
Oh, boy.
Slime Ball Bolorama. Love it. Love it.
Uncle Wimpy.
Yeah. Eva Bong's like, hey, hello? Okay.
Guys, you gonna leave me here?
But, you know, at least when they get back home, Bachman got his job back at Sloppy Burger. I mean, that's good.
Career saved. Brett's girlfriend, Luann, shows up, and she's all happy to see him not being big. And he's like, whoa, you weren't very good to me. You're going to have to make it up. And she's like, oh, yeah, I will. Okay, all's forgiven.
This is the most realistic thing in this movie where he's like, you know, you talked to me and treated me like shit. And she's like, well, why don't we just bang and forget about that? And he's like, okay.
That's all I wanted. Thank you. Perfect.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Yeah. Knock at the door, and it's Rabbit, who is now a preacher.
Yep. He has turned a new leaf thanks to surviving the King Bong, and he's now a holy man, saving souls, but he still smokes the smoke.
Well, hey. The credits roll, but the movie's not over because we have a King Bong talking in the background about how he's not gone, John.
Yeah, he's still out there.
One of the eight next movies, he must be in them.
So many. Oh my gosh.
What's the next one called, John? I remember looking it up.
I could tell you. I got it wrote down.
Bong.
Evil Bong 3, The Wrath of Bong.
The Wrath of Bong.
I love it.
get this description. An evil alien bong crashes on Earth.
Oh.
Of course, its intent, world domination. Our stoner heroes are sent to the alien bong planet and held captive by nude alien beauties.
Oh, what a wonderful series. Now you know why there's nine of them.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. Oh, her name is Nurse Hookah. Oh, boy. It says we got Rabbit, Alistair, Larnell. It even says Gramps.
Oh, nice.
Bachman, Brett.
The whole crew.
Yeah. Listen to the name of the women. We got Green Chick, Graffiti Chick, Devil Chick. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, John, that sounds like a good one right there. That's Evil Bong 2. King Bong.
We're just getting started.
Oh, boy. That's a lot of bong. So to start October, John, I went back and forth, and let me get your opinion here. I don't know which one to do. I don't.
Oh, man. Last minute.
So my first instinct was to do a movie that I think is quite terrifying. It's called Woody Woodpecker.
Ooh, okay.
You know, the cartoon where it's like live action, but he's a cartoon and it looked really bad. And I was like, well, this is pretty scary. And, you know, we haven't done a half animated movie in a while.
We've definitely done half animated movies, not in a while. Yeah.
But then I was like, I've been wanting to do Maximum Overdrive for a long time, but it will not come on any of these services.
So, I feel like it was on Tubi forever, and several times I almost picked that.
Yeah, I missed it too. But then there's another one they did called Trucks. That's just the same thing, but it was a made-for-TV movie called Trucks. So I'm going in between these two movies, and I don't know which one to do. It's about, you know, the driverless truck terrorizing something. I can't remember exactly. It's 1997. I remember looking up that. But I don't know. Aliens arrive parking in a geostationary orbit over Nevada. Using powers unknown to us, they declare war and use unmanned trucks as weapons.
Nice.
That's trucks. But Woody Woodpecker looks so bad. And 2017, there's nobody in this movie that I know. Like, nobody.
I think, you know, a Woody Woodpecker sounds like the way to go.
Okay.
It's going to be a more October movie.
The hyperactive red-headed bird enters a turf war with a big city lawyer wanting to tear down his home in an effort to build a house to flip.
I don't know what to say about the tagline, about the description there, but I gotta feel like that it's something's gonna come of this. It's gonna be good.
Let's do Woody Woodpecker, John. It says it's on Netflix.
Well, you know, I don't. Oh, and Tubi. Okay, good. I let my Netflix go.
Oh. Well, it says it on IMDb, it's on those two.
So. Oh, great. Tubi's great. We love Tubi.
Oh, it's great.
It's the best.
I could look through those movies forever, John. I mean, and it's surprisingly, they'll have hit movies, too, and you're like, wow.
Yeah. Every so often, you see some in there, you're like, wow, that's a really good movie. That's not a...
Yeah, this isn't Titanic 2. It's just weird to see Titanic 2 next to like the Shawshank Redemption or something. Like, wait a minute.
John Wick 3, followed by Robo Vampires.
I saw that today. But yeah, let's do Woody Woodpecker here. See what this this cartoon woodpecker gets into. What year was that? What did I just say? Right. All right, sir. That's I will talk to you later.
All right, till then.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.